Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What does Chris Matthews have to say about what Biden's staff, what the White House staff needs to do for Joe Biden? Just, you know, make him feel better about himself. Be nice to him. Okay. I got to tell you, folks, I mean, yeah, it just, you know, we can't make this stuff up. And we don't. We don't make stuff up here on this show. We just tell you what's happening out there. And it always just kind of takes care of itself, doesn't it? Welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition. Hour number 3 is officially launching here. And we have a lot to talk about as we move through the rest of the program this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. If you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, and we'll be able to take your calls then. You can go over to KyleWarrenShow.com, my home website, anytime, though, if you have a question or comment, or if you have a question for Denise this morning, and you can send it to us that way via direct message. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Welcome to everybody listening and joining us, and welcome to everybody listening along the GCN network. We sure appreciate GCN, who distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. Well, we do have a quick direct message, by the way, before we talk to Denise right here. And this comes from Trucker Ron. And he says, big thumbs up, Kyle. The salt in my tears is stinging my new eyeballs. That's right. He had some surgery done. And he says, LOL, of course. Thanks, Mr. Kyle. Well, you're very welcome, Ron. I thought about you earlier today and when I got your other message. And I thought, yeah, let's do Salt in My Tears this morning because I know you like that song a lot. So I'm glad. Thanks for the message. And it's always great to hear from you, everybody, and especially driver Ron out there. Be safe. Be careful. And it's time now to go back with Denise Simon, of course, from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. I don't know if you heard the song just before you came on, but it's one of the good ones. But I'll tell you, we were just talking right before the top of the hour news again about you know, what's happening in terms of some of these picks that could be for VP, but also the idea that, you know, something's going to happen in November. That's my fear, that somebody's not going to be happy no matter what happens. And, you know, I don't know if we're going to be singing Kumbaya, you know, to put it mildly.
Well, we're not going to be singing Kumbaya.
No way.
No. What happened yesterday in a lot of places tells you we're not going to be singing Kumbaya. Least of which was, you know, the death. I think there's actually two now in Kansas City. I think one of the victims died on the operating table.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. And 11 of the victims are kids.
Children,
by the way.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So with that and with Jack Smith asking the Supreme Court to take the Trump case immediately or as fast as they can, with the national security threat thing that's bubbling up, and, you know, the Republicans attacking the Republicans.
Yes.
The fact that a Democrat won New York District 3. The debt, I mean, no. Singing.
Well, and especially now we're talking about the George Santos seat, right, that was flipped
right
to the Democrats. Were there issues with the Republican candidate there?
They got outplayed by absentee ballots again, mm-hmm. early voting.
And the Democrats are very, very good at mustering that kind of thing. But is it a procedural problem, or do you think that's a bellwether for, you know, what we can expect in the general election? Now, obviously, Trump is not, this isn't the presidential election by any stretch, but is it some kind of a bellwether?
I hope it's not a bellwether, but, now they're saying that, Trump is blaming her. She's really not a Republican. She's really a Democrat. I don't know who she is. She didn't endorse me, so I didn't endorse her kind of thing. You know, we're back to the petulant stuff.
Well, again, like I was talking about before, too, the unity factor is huge. And it's the idea of the Ronald Reagan 11th commandment at that point as well. I mean, the idea is you have to win elections. I mean, you have to have majorities in order to really move the needle. And at this rate, you know, you may not have that when all is said and done.
Well, I mean, yeah, you do have to win elections. But, I mean, also, too, there needs to be some cohesiveness within the party, and there's not. And I'm not sure that's all bad. You got independent thinkers here. I think the Republicans actually really represent their districts better than the Democrats do. The Democrats just toe the line, period, and that's it. Now, there is a little bit of dissension going on the Democrat side when it comes to the squad. But beyond that, I mean, they're all on the same sheet of music here.
Well, indeed. I'm so pleased what you just said about the Republicans versus the Democrats. And certainly, yeah, there has to be more cohesiveness, but they don't simply put out just the party line. But they do have to have some other kind of, you know, we're all going to go win this thing together, because the Democrats are great at doing that, and they don't allow any kind of dissension. But you're right. I think there's a much more, broader spectrum of thought on the GOP side because they don't have to do all that kind of stuff. Exactly right. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there, of course, because we're going to hit our first break here of hour number three. And when we come back, folks, we got a lot more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And I'll tell you, you're not hearing this stuff anywhere else. So we're glad you're there. Stick with us, folks, because we are coming right back on this Thursday morning.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science, then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, well, some say we're having too much fun on the program, and to that I say, well, it is what we do. We're having too much fun here on the program because that's part of our job, everybody. Make sure that you're having fun throughout the wee hours of the morning, keeping you informed, giving you some analysis, and just enjoying our Thursday morning. And as I said earlier, it's really almost Friday. So, I mean, technically, if you just really slice it up that way, it is, in fact, just about almost Friday. I don't know how that math works, but it works for me. What do you think about that, Denise? Well, just kind of, it's almost Friday, right?
Yeah, then sometimes I could wish we could just stay at a Friday, you know?
That's right. I hear you on that. Get that sort of Friday mentality going. Well, we've been talking about a lot of great stuff already this morning, but, you know, there was something I talked about in hour number one, and even Speaker Mike Johnson came out and made kind of a cryptic, mysterious statement about what Representative Turner was talking about, this national security threat. What do we know about it, and what do you think about it?
Well, interestingly enough, people like Matt Gaetz, you know, we were talking about cohesiveness. Matt Gaetz is attacking Turner for this issue and asking the Biden administration to declassify it. Other pundits are out there going, see, I told you they're going to, you know, throw in something, so we're forced to fund Ukraine. And I mean, there's all kinds of theories on this, but what's particularly interesting is that it's not a new phenomenon. Right. Speaker Johnson actually said that he was briefed or received some kind of a written brief about it a little more than a month ago. Marco Rubio said the same thing. So now what you know, the head of the House Intelligence Committee got in order to come out with this thing yesterday, I don't know. But I will say this, that several news agencies started digging and started digging hard on what it could possibly be. And it seems to certainly deal with what Russia has and what Russia did in 2021 by creating what is known, not necessarily a nuclear weapon for space, although it may be that, but they actually tested what is called a kill anti-satellite weapon, called a direct ascent hit to kill anti-satellite weapon in November of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And it was apparently a successful test because they knocked out one of their own old satellites that they didn't need anymore. And that was used for its test. Now, what's particularly apparently curious about this one, the reason that people have their boxers in a bunch, and necessarily rightly so, is I'm beginning to see, you know, I'm kind of looking at several things, is that it would knock out our communications satellites.
Indeed.
Now, that would be a big problem because a lot of, you know, if communication also includes GPS, which it very well could, that will knock out our banking system because our banks rely on GPS.
Right, and everybody is using more or less electronic banking in one form or another. Cash is, you know, still being used, but not to the extent that it has been over time. And, yeah, so imagine that you can't spend any money now at all because you can't get access to it.
Well, and, you know, I have a friend that is a retired Air Force bomber pilot, and he actually looked at this yesterday and said, better buy more guns and bullets. And I said, well, he put that on a post, and I said, actually, we probably need to be stockpiling some cash. You know, cash is, in fact, I went into a store yesterday. I had to buy a Valentine card, and the bill was $5.08. Well, I didn't have any change with me, but I mostly only use cash anymore because I just don't trust systems. And I handed her I had a 5 and I had a 10. I handed her the 10. She said, no, give me the 5. I'll handle the 8 cents. That shows that she needed the cash.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And so my suggestion is, ladies and gentlemen, as much as you possibly can, stop with the debit cards. And let's work back to cash. And the other reason is that every single transaction that you use is being tracked wherever you are, the time of day, what you're spending it on, where you're spending it, how much you're spending. So stop it. But anyway.
Well, that's right. And that's the data shadowing. I always feel like that can go into all kinds of things because they build a profile. About your behavior and your
likes and dislikes. They just add to it. It's already built. And if you don't believe me, you can go back several years to what Senator Rand Paul has been saying. And then, you know, to continue to prove it, you know, the banks that cooperated and volunteered on all the transactions that were done for people that attended, that were in Washington, D.C. in and around January the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
So, use cash. Anyway, back to this whole thing.
yeah, exactly.
This is, you know, so everybody kind of needs to just chill out here and just wait because there's apparently a briefing today on what this is all about. And, you know, but if you do a little bit of research, I'm looking at an arms control article, Russia anti-satellite weapons, an asymmetric response to U.S. aerospace superiority, which means our space force. This was dated March of 22. And I'm looking at another one for space.spacecom.military, which is our space command. And they put out one in November of 2021. Russia direct ascent anti-satellite missile test creates a significant long-lasting space debris. They were just talking about the debris side. But the point is that the Russians did launch, and they do have that ability. So now you have to understand what this is going to be about in the briefing today.
Well, now, of course, Mike Johnson, the speaker, had said he wants everybody to understand that, pardon me, there are steady hands on this. He doesn't want anybody to panic. I mean, this is quite interesting terms of that he's choosing here. But let's just say that Russia has a viable method of taking out these satellites, presumably as a prelude to some other operation that would go on in some other kind of event that would be happening in the world, set of circumstances. But why is it that they're using this kind of terminology? Is this something that you would have to preemptively stop? Or, you know, not just to say, well, it's there, we've got to be prepared for it, or is this something where they would have to say, this is so threatening that we'd have to actually do something now?
Let's go back to the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Right.
And what Kennedy was doing for days and days and days and days and days in order to eliminate a possible condition in Cuba. And so he was very proactive with all of that. And, you know, there were Russian ships, correct?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, what we see here is Russian, anti-satellite space weapons. We see them. We know they're there. And it goes back to, you know, at least 2021. So do you wait till something happens, or are you proactive?
Right.
And
Russia is, are they distracted enough at this point where they couldn't really do much about it? Or you know, in other words, they're distracted in Ukraine. So is that to our advantage then at this point?
Well, I wouldn't call Ukraine a distraction.
They're invested in that. So if we did something, they're not going to try to come back and expand it anymore.
Well, it's not one or the other in Russia. And I would argue that, you know, what Russia does with the wink and nod of other adversaries.
Like China, for example.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this is getting pretty ominous, to say the least. Got some great information, everybody. Stay right there, Denise, because we're going to come right back. More with Denise Simon, FoundersGo.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, 949-822-7959. We'll take your calls at the bottom of the hour. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. The House Intelligence Committee has raised concerns about a significant national security risk reportedly linked to advancing Russian space technology. Ohio Republican Mike Turner stated that his committee has shared details about the threat with fellow members of Congress. He has urged President Biden to declassify the information. The White House believes the House would approve military aid for Ukraine and Israel if it were brought to a vote.
We cannot afford to wait any longer. Every day comes at a cost to the people of Ukraine and to the national security interests of the United States of America.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, Republican Speaker Mike Johnson's refusing to schedule a vote on the bipartisan bill. This week, Judge Arthur Engoron, presiding over the New York State civil fraud trial involving the Trump Organization, Donald Trump, and his sons, will announce the verdict on damages. That decision will be delivered on Friday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, Thursday edition continues. And we have a lot more to talk about, folks, as we move through the program this morning. And it is, again, almost Friday, so we're almost there, folks. Another great week of broadcasting, of course. And we have Denise Simon also to thank for that, because she's with us here again this morning. And we're talking about some pretty important things, don't you think, Denise? Welcome back.
You know, how do you keep things on a ranking list of priorities? I mean, it changes by the hour, much less, you know, what the ranking is and then adding to things. So, yeah.
Oh, sure.
For sure.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sure. Well, now, all of this is going on. And by the way, folks, don't forget to go over to Denise's website, founderscode.com. Check out all the great articles and the other materials she has there. But all this is going on, Denise, while what we're watching with Joe Biden continues to just get worse. There's a report out today that he actually brought up the issue about Bo Biden and then was indignant and mad and just going after the special prosecutor last week, seemingly for raising this issue. But it was Joe Biden who raised it.
Yeah, I mean, because he did not remember when he was vice president, started as vice president or left as vice president. And in the middle of that, I think he was necessarily trying to compare it to when his son Bo died. He didn't know. And you know, he blames, out of the report, he blames, you know, the government, the for you know, this whole thing, and they never asked him that question. And I'm not sure that they would have a reason to ask him when his son Beau died. So, again, this White House has lied. Now, if Mark Levin's going to write a book, another one, or anybody else, let's write an open volume book on the lies that we're being told by this White House. You know, I was looking at a piece yesterday for a second when Jen Psaki was the White House press secretary, and she came out at one point and said, we're going to be an open and transparent and candid and honest administration. Well, I mean...
But that's just what they say. I mean, they're masters at saying stuff like that, and it's exactly the opposite. But they get it out there. They get that terminology out there. You know, and people say, oh, yeah, well, because, of course, that was a direct dig on Trump or, any, you know, the Republicans or stuff like that. You know, we're so much better. We're going to be so transparent.
Yeah, exactly.
But again, all this is happening whilst Joe Biden seems to be sort of falling apart at the seams. And again, we take no joy in saying something like that or pointing that out. But Vladimir Putin, who, by the way, picks Joe Biden over Trump because Joe Biden's a more predictable politician and experienced, evidently. So he must be listening to Dr. Jill, who told us how wonderful Biden's experience means in trying to deflect from all the problems these days. But Vladimir Putin sized up Biden. President Xi's sizing up Biden. The mullahs in Tehran size up Biden. I mean, this is not going well.
Don't think that those people that you just listed don't have a better handle on intelligence, domestic and international, on all things United States than we little people do out here, because they do. They got walking spies everywhere. There are Russian spies all over Washington, D.C. There are Chinese spies all over California and Washington and New York there's probably such hacking going on right now that's collecting whatever they can possibly collect, like this whole thing with Volt Typhoon that came out last week with the Chinese. So, look, those world leaders that are against the West, particularly the United States, are well informed. And I would, in some cases, maybe necessarily better informed than those that are a member of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees.
I don't think that you're wrong on that, because of the insiders and, as you said, the intelligence that can go their
direction. You
know,
if you look at Biden every day, or if you look at this White House, you know, like Admiral Kirby or... you know, Secretary Austin over at the Pentagon and, you know, whatever. You know, you can just about imagine what is in these presidential daily briefings, or at least should be in there. And based on what we know out here, you know, the little snippets that we get, you can about imagine what it really is all about. And the looks on their faces ought to be panicked and terrified, to be honest with you.
Yeah, very much so.
And, you know, we've got Biden, who every weekend, you know, seems to have like a four-day weekend. And he's like never anything on his calendar. Like yesterday, the only thing on his calendar was some kind of Pentagon briefing in the afternoon after he had an early lunch, and then that was it.
Yeah, well, that's very telling. It means that they know, and they're trying to hide it as much best as they can. Let's head over. We got Mary from St. Pete this morning. She's got a question for you. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning. I'm glad that Denise brought up the cashless idea, because that is where things are going, as a CBCD, cashless-based digital currency. And people should be afraid when they hear that, because look at China, that's exactly what they have, where you have an allotted amount of money per day, and if you are doing the wrong thing, according to the powers that be, whoever that would be, your money is cut off. Mm-hmm. If you're a Harari fan of eugenics, the World Economic Forum people, the people, the rulers of the world, so to speak, that think you're the bottom feeders, want to merge artificial intelligence with people. And if you're thinking the wrong thing, your money will be cut off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where that's the danger of it. I think what I read about is a quantum financial system anyway, but even at that, it's all about who's running the whole show. Who's in power? And that's what these people are fighting for, is power. But they're not I don't think they're fighting the right people. It's the World Economic Forum trying to run the world. So it's dangerous. But thank you.
All right, Marianne St. Pete, we appreciate it. What do you think about that, Denise? I mean, there's a lot going on there. I mean, what she's describing, of course, we've read about for years, you know, butt crime, that kind of stuff.
A couple of nights ago, Brett Baer interviewed, what's his name, Smith, who is the founder of Feral Express.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't seen that interview, you can probably go find it on YouTube. This guy, he gave some very interesting, I almost wish that the interview could have been longer, because he doesn't have an axe to grind except to, you know, with policy and where we are. And he's talking about the debt. He's talking about people in the workforce and not in the workforce, and the unemployment and trade and transportation and really money. And it comes down to the fact that, you know, we've got fiat money. We've got made up money because of this debt. And we've got a White House that really won't speak about it. So, but you know, transportation is the signature of the economy, because we have to move goods and services.
Mm-hmm.
And Feral Express is in fact, you know, got their finger on the pulse. And so what he had to say was really terrifying. And I think it needed to be longer. The interview needed to be longer than it was. But nonetheless, he's putting out a clarion call here. And it really comes down to the pulse of the and the throttle of what the federal government, the Federal Reserve and Treasury, and even the Congressional Budget Office is really trying to say to us out here about the federal government spending. And, you know, it's like smoke and mirrors. It's like all shadow.
Right.
We're at $34 trillion today. The monthly payments that we make on our debt is bigger than the defense budget.
Oh, wow. I know. It is absolutely off the charts. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Great segment.
Okay.
Today.
Thank you.
All right, folks, stay right there. We're coming back with Chris Markowski, Neil and Henderson. I'm sorry we couldn't get your phone call this morning, but hopefully we can talk to you again another time. So, folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition. And we are racing through, as always. Time just going super fast, it seems. And we've got a lot more to talk about on the program this morning. And we're getting ready to talk with our good friend, the watchdog on Wall Street himself, Chris Markowski. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can find out more about Chris, his program, his podcast. You can also hear him right here on AM 860 The Answer at 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings and also 5 p.m. Eastern Times on Sunday afternoons. So, again, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, it's almost Friday, so that's a good thing. And it seems like after this week, it's going to be great to actually get to Friday. But one of the things that I saw earlier today, Chris, obviously, you know, we still have the markets. They're taking in everything about the economic data that came out. I saw one particular report, and I don't know that the Fed would ever try to raise rates during this time period, but is there a scenario where they would, given if inflation continues to abound?
I think it'd be difficult to do in an election year. I really do. I don't think that that's kind of off the table. So no, I don't foresee that happening right now. The parties that be, again, you watch the media cover the inflation report, which was very bad. It was, I mean, if you actually look at the internals as far as you know, citizens are concerned, what we're paying for goods, everyday items has gotten, you know, really bad. From everything, the home insurance, to car repairs, to repairs within the house, car insurance, food, right down the line, the things that are most important have gone up. Really not much the Fed can do about that, and most certainly in an election year they don't want that. You know, Wall Street wants lower rates. The White House wants lower rates because of they want to make people happy. So, no, I don't foresee any them raising rates this year, no.
Well, but it may be just pushed back, at least until we get another round of data, I suppose. But, yeah, I think people really want to see those cuts. But, you know, companies like Cisco, I saw the other day they were going to lay off, like, I think it was, if I recall, something like 600. But now we have a report that they're going to be getting rid of more than 4,000 employees. And this goes to the larger stories that we're seeing as well. All kinds of layoffs throughout different industries, especially tech. But is this really a marker that the economy is bad, or is this a realignment that where companies had certain projections of what they thought the things were going to be like, and this is a right-sizing rather than an ominous sign?
Well, listen, I think that a lot of companies, you know, they ramp up when you know, you're hitting into a cycle where they're kind of trying to figure out what's happening on the ground, a hype cycle, they overhire, and then they lay people off. I think it's natural ebb and flow of things. I think that, you know, during and after COVID, I think companies went nuts. That they hired way too much. I mean, I'd be called if you saw this happening. I said what they were paying kids right out of college was insane. A lot of these kids working from home, not acclimating themselves with what, you know, the company that well. Like these, you know, big companies, they can afford to do that. They gobble up a lot of workers, and actually that can be somewhat inflationary too because they can afford to do that. Now, you know, they go through and they say, okay, who do we need? Who don't we need here? You know, basically going through, and that's what's happening across the board.
Well, Steve Forbes also just recently said in a report that he made that we've had the most unprecedented peacetime spending by a government, basically by the American government. And that in and of itself lends into having such an inflationary period of time. So spending really is a huge part of this kind of thing, too. It's not just the numbers that come out and then we just make these adjustments, but the overall problem is there's just too much happening in terms of government spending.
That wasn't just this administration, it's prior administrations too. I mean, let's be honest, this has been going on for some time, and we have been anywhere close to being, you know, fiscally sane since the, you know, the second term of the Clinton administration. You know, all the wars that we've been involved with, wars by choice, quite frankly, and we continue to be involved with. Donald Trump was a profligate spender, you know, even outside of COVID, you know, trillions and trillions of dollars of ridiculous spending, and Biden, of course, as well. And, we're in a real, you know, interesting predicament and pickle right now where we're on that road to becoming, you know, Argentina. And you know, we got two leading candidates for the presidency right now are completely ignoring the problem. They don't talk about it. They don't want to deal about it. They don't want to say a thing about it. They want to deal with entitlements. Don't want to deal with the fact that that's a major issue moving forward. So again, I mean, what does that tell you? And again, it boggles my mind. It really does. How, you know, people get behind, you know, certain candidates, you know, for whatever reason it may be, and completely ignore one of the most important issues facing this country, which is, you know, our fiscal situation and our debt. And they pretend that it's not there. It's weird cult of personality stuff that I just can't seem to get my arms around.
Well, you know, in our daily lives, we certainly can't ignore our fiscal situation. you know, any American citizen or family or whatever, you know, they have to keep an eye on their bank account, their spending, and they can't simply say, I'm going to kick this can down the road. They can do it to a certain degree, right, by running up credit cards or things like that, or maybe dipping into their 401ks if they have one. But there's a day of reckoning, but that's for us, but evidently, not, as you're talking about, not for the larger issue of the government.
Obviously we can't do that. I don't know why it's just, you know, people just doesn't translate. I guess it's just a me type of, you know, world we're in where, you know, government give me more and I want to demand more and give me more stuff and, not care, about others. Again, I go off, oftentimes on the older generation. Baby boomers. I mean, doesn't it bother you that you're, you know, we're putting all this on, you know, your kids and your grandkids' credit cards? And, we talk about entitlements. No, nobody's going to touch entitlements, but they're going to be cut by 23% within 10 years. Do you think we should address some of this and address these issues? But we're not.
Well, indeed. Well, and also one of your favorite things I know is government mandates about things. Oh, and by the way, we got a great message from Chris listening up in New York City, as a matter of fact, and he wanted to give us a little bit of kudos on talking about the issues with electric cars. He writes in and basically says, you know, you and Chris are calling it, and I think it's mostly you, calling this on what's happening with EVs and with the lackluster demand going on out there. I mean, this is, you've got huge car companies now having to realign everything they're even thinking about. You know, but these mandates are gonna run into them head on, basically, no pun intended.
Well, yeah, well, what you're doing, you actually take a look at the, you know, what the auto companies and how profitable they would be if they didn't have to, weren't forced to develop all of these electric vehicles. And like I said, you know, I've had conversations about this. I don't have any problem with electric vehicles. If you sell them based upon supply and demand and people understanding that they're a tool that can be used for in a certain way. You try to sell these things as some sort of, yeah, it's the same thing as a internal combustion engine when it's not. And it has its own issues that go along with that. Not to mention, you know, people, the side effects. We talk about car insurance. One of the reasons why car insurance is so expensive right now is because of EVs. The cost to repair electric vehicles is through the roof. We went over on my show. We talked about a Rivian getting into a fender bender in the back, and just to fix the car, they have to take off the roof and the windshield. I mean, it's just the back fender. And this is how much electronics are tied into the entire car. And it's all well and good, and you can talk about all these technological advances, but, you know, fender benders happen. And it's going to cost, you know, $40,000 to fix a dent in your bumper. That could be a bit of a problem.
No kidding. Well, thank you, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And thanks to Frederick, listening up in your neck of the woods up in New York City this morning. We sure appreciate it. And Chris, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. All right. Yeah, we love getting messages like that. Folks, stay right there. We're climbing up to the top of the hour. We're coming right back after the top of the hour news. Hour 3 in the books.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, Get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.